In India, the general election lasted a month. Today, it's finally over. The result, a clear and convincing win for the governing Congress Party and its allies. The Congress Party did a lot better than expected. That's good for the party, of course. It's also a relief for the Obama administration, which has been depending on the one truly stable government in a very unstable region. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story from New Delhi.
Congress supporters are on the streets of India's capital, New Delhi, celebrating their biggest win in years. The party and its allies were expected to win the most seats, but only just. Many people thought they'd have to spend days cobbling together a fragile coalition. The latest results show they'll fall only a few seats short of an outright majority in India's parliament. At 76, Prime Minister Manmohan Singh is set for a second term at the helm of the world's most populous democracy. Party official Luv Markandey is delighted.
People are having full faith in him because he has done a lot of things for people of India. Now let's hope for the best, cross our fingers and pray for the best.
At an unusually rowdy press conference, Singh paid tribute to the 400 million or so Indians who voted. He said the public had given his alliance a massive mandate.
The people of India have spoken and spoken with great clarity.
Political analysts are giving a lot of personal credit for the win to Singh. India's economy's taken a big hit from the global downturn, but Singh presided over several years of rapid growth. He's much admired as an economist and as architect of India's economic reforms. Political analyst Harish Kari of the Hindu newspaper says Singh's respected because he's remained aloof from politics. He says Singh could be described as a non-political prime minister.
Non-political in the sense of a person whose political personality was not formed and defined and consecrated in the ugliness of electoral politics. So to that extent, his impulses are by and large wholesome, decent, honourable.
I, for my part, will do whatever I can.
This is another man who many think did a lot to win voters. Rahul Gandhi is from the dynasty behind India's Congress Party, the descendants of Nehru, India's first Prime Minister, and his daughter Indira Gandhi. Analysts say Rahul, who's 38, and his sister Priyanka mobilised young voters who form the bulk of India's electorate. Both are shaping up as future leaders of India. It'll take a while for people to figure out why this election turned out this way, but there's consensus among analysts on some things. The result's a serious blow for India's biggest opposition party, the Hindu nationalist BJP. The controversial career of the BJP's 82-year-old leader, LK Advani, may now be at an end. It's bad news for India's communists, who lost a lot of ground in their strongholds, the states of West Bengal and Kerala. It's bad news, too, for various regional party potentates who'd been hoping to hold the balance of power in New Delhi. Corporate India and foreign investors will broadly be happy. They don't like political uncertainty. The United States will be happy, too. It's worried about growing instability in Pakistan and Afghanistan. A weak coalition government in India would have made the region even more dangerous. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.